Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries with you today. I want to sort of switch gears here. You know, this week we've really sort of specialized in messages for the Christian. And I'm not saying that this won't be for the saints of God. But I'd like to look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we were going to look at some characters. We find the character of Moses in this, but I'd just like to look at the teaching behind this verse and a little bit of chapter 4. And I want to look at what the Scriptures has to say. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ again. We thank you for your word. We pray that you'd illuminate your word to us, that you'd give us understanding, that you'd open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears. Open our minds. Open our hearts. Again, we just pray that you'd bless this word to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul gives us a comparison between the law and the Spirit. He's speaking to the Corinthians, and he talks to them about the message that he had given to them of the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. And he says that it's written on your hearts. It's on the fleshy tablets of your heart. That the law was given on tablets of stone, but the gospel of Jesus Christ is written in the heart. And he begins to compare the glory and the messages that both of these things give to us. And I just want to look at some of the comparisons given on this. He says in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that God has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, that is of the law, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was done away, was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels. For if that which is done away with was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For unto this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Skip down with me in chapter 4 and verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has veiled or blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul compares for us the glory of the law and the glory of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. One aspect of the law that's told to us here is that the glory of the law was disappearing. When Moses came down from the mountain and the children of Israel saw him, they were afraid because his face glowed. The glory of God that he had received from receiving this law was on his face, and he put a veil on his face. And here he tells us the Moses didn't put on the veil to hide the glory so that they wouldn't be scared or any reason such as that, but it was because the glory was disappearing. Because it was a temporary form and fashion. It wasn't a glory that was going to stay. And Moses didn't want them to look at this. So he put a veil on. And that is, he says, speaks to us as a fact that the glory of law was a great glory, but it was a temporary glory. You know, the law is good. The law is holy. The law is just. But the law can't save. The law is good insofar as it goes. The law is good as a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. The law is good to show us our lost condition before God. The Ten Commandments don't save us. They teach us that we cannot be saved by works. And there is a glory in that. But that glory is only temporary. That is not a permanent glory. That is a glory of condemnation. Because the message of the law is you're condemned. The message of the law, which was written in stone, says you're dead. The message of the law, which was written in stone, says you're lost and without hope and without God in this world. That's what the law says to us. And it's a temporary glory that the law has or had. But it says that Moses put a veil over his face of the children of Israel. Those who would try to follow the law, those we might say who were religious, would look and see this veil. And they would realize, they wouldn't realize that the glory was not there anymore. And he says that this veil still remains for the children of Israel even unto this day. And we might say that this veil remains unto this day for all people that are religious, that are trying to work their way to heaven, that are trying to be good enough to be right with God. They cannot see that that glory has departed, that glory that was temporary, that thing which they had tried did not succeed. You cannot be saved by works. You cannot be saved by the law. At the very best, it is a temporary glory. But Israel could not see this. But he tells them that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He says in verse 16, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. He says in verse 13, that the veil is done away with in Christ. The Bible teaches us that we now approach to God through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no more veil of separation between man and God. There is no more veil of separation between us and the Lord. There is no more veil. It is done away with in Christ. The veil of religion is done away with in Christ. The veil of the law is done away with in Christ. We are no longer working to be saved. As if anybody ever could have. The whole message of the Word of God is, you can't make it through works. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to His mercy which He saved us. Men and women, we could never work our way to heaven. And that glory of condemnation and that glory of judgment faded, that glory of death even. But the children of Israel couldn't see it, and even to this day they cannot see when the law is read that the glory has departed. The veil was done away with in Christ. Today we're able as Christians, if you trust God, if you trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you trust that His blood is all it takes to save, if you trust that the Lord has brought you to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ, then the veil comes down and you understand what the law really means. The veil comes down and you understand what the gospel is. The light comes on. You're able to see and you're able to have a relationship with God that you could never have before. He tells us this in verse 3 of chapter 4. If our gospel is good news is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The word blinded there is the word for veiled. Satan today is veiling the minds of those that do not believe the gospel of Jesus Christ so that the light of the good news of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the salvation that's in Jesus Christ, will not be revealed to them. Satan is trying to blind your mind at this very moment. If you're not saved and you're listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ, he wants that veil to stay there, and he'll do everything within his power to send you to hell. But it says that the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ can shine into the minds of men and women, and you can be saved if you'll trust him. So there are two senses in which there are veils. There is the veil of religion, where a man tries to save himself by doing good deeds. He tries to be saved by following the law and doing this and doing that and following this command and following that command. And he utterly fails. Then there is the veil of living this good old life. There is the veil of living any old way you want to. The veil that Satan has put out there. The covering for blindness. That which he steals the good word of God out of your heart and gives you all the pleasures of this world and the pleasures of sin for a season. And after this, there will be destruction and hell and judgment and everlasting from God. But he's veiled your mind, those of you that don't believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Men and women, the glory of God is revealed in Jesus Christ. What is that glorious message? That glorious message that God can be just and the justifier of them which believe in Jesus Christ. God can save you, a wretched, sinful person. God can save you, a religious, lost person. And at the same time be just in his justification of the sinner and the godless and the ungodly. And the unsaved, that is the glorious gospel. Why can he do this? Because on that cross at Calvary, Jesus Christ shed his blood for the sins of the whole world. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Would you trust him as your Savior today? Turn to the light. Allow God to take the veil away and to open your minds and open your heart and to show you the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. So that you might see what is the true, glorious gospel of God, and God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ today. This is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying, get saved, get right, and goodbye.
If you have any concerns about your soul or any questions, please feel free to call us this week at 879-5695. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe saying join us next week at 1 o'clock Monday to Friday with Two Roads and Two Destinies.